next month. And Amazon's teaming up with travel and shopping sites now to battle fake reviews. Tech consultant Ian Schur.
The challenge for a lot of these companies is tracking these fake reviews to begin with, because oftentimes they are coming from legitimate people who are being offered money to give what they think is a sincere review.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio. For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man involved in a home invasion and stabbing in the village of Hixton. Anthony Sylvester IV entered a home on October 12th, a little before midnight, armed with a firearm. He confronted the people in the home, stabbed one of the occupants, and fled before police arrived. On Sunday, October 15th, Sylvester walked into another home in the village of Hixton a little before 2 in the afternoon. Jackson County deputies and the K-9 unit conducted a thorough search of the property, but Sylvester was not found. He is described as a 6-foot white man weighing 175 pounds with brown hair and blue eyes. Sylvester is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call 911. If you have any information on his whereabouts, you can submit a tip at JacksonCountyCrimeStoppers.com or P3Tips.com. You can remain anonymous. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 46. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 60. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers 45. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday with showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Rink Seed.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fancy